This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Indeed, it's time to welcome you into the world of reality. We all have our own definition of what reality is, but this is the DJV program. Our reality comes from Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen and the courtesy of all the bugs and the and the things that are flying around in the air and things that come from trees. I would have thought at this point we'd be through most of the main problem with all the pollen in the air, because leaves are matured and things are pretty much the way they're going to be. But it usually, and the allergies start with the beginning of the season. So the fact that we still have them means some of those little creepy crawly creatures that we were talking about yesterday are getting into the act. You know what I mean? So anyway, speaking of creepy crawly creatures, Jennifer, what happened with all of the primaries? There were some, we've forgotten about all this stuff because of Black Lives Matter and because of the virus. So if we didn't have those things to talk about, we would have probably at the top of the bill been discussing some of the primaries that still are going on. They're meaningless, but yet maybe they aren't so much because of, not maybe the results, but how messy they are. Would you say that was an accurate statement? They are messy.
Well, I think there's just a lot less people that are willing to come out and work, and I think there were a lot of people, a lot of states who actually had canceled their primaries and moved them later because of coronavirus, so there's a little bit of that, but it seems that people are being very, very careful about how they're counting ballots now. It used to be that on election night you would get a set of election results, and that's not necessarily the case anymore. So there are still a lot of primaries that are still outstanding. But Tuesday saw New York voting and Kentucky voting, North Carolina voting. Really, I think it was pretty much standard fare, other than a couple of headlines. On the left, it seemed that the more far-left progressive candidates seemed to have a better night than the more moderate Democrat candidates. And on the right, I think the one story was the seat that was left open, the congressional seat by Mark Meadows, who went to go work for the president as his chief of staff. President Trump had actually endorsed someone that did not win. This is the first time in his history where he's endorsed a congressional candidate, not a candidate for Senate, but a congressional candidate that did not get the push through the primary. The person who won instead was this really young guy. He's like 24, 25 years old. And
I think isn't he in a wheelchair, too?
I don't know. That's
how big
from
looked like he was in a wheelchair. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know much about him, to be honest. Yeah, it looks like he's in a wheelchair. He's a vet, it looks like.
He'll be the youngest person in the history, right? It was AOC, and now when he starts, he'll be, is it 26?
Right,
or
he's 20. Well, he's got to win first. He just won the primary, so he's 24.
Right, but if he wins, yeah.
He is a real estate investor, and he beat out Linda Bennett, who is a real estate agent. See how that goes.
Mm.
Who had the fundraising advantage, and he got about 66% of the vote. So he had a pretty big convincing win. His name's Madison Cawthorn. So those were the two big headlines from Election Day as of right now. I think there were some problems from what I hear in New York State. Victoria, maybe you know more about that, about people having, I guess, Democrats trying to turn up and vote for Democrats, but they ended up having to vote in another, like, third-party ballot for some reason. So there was
Who was the person that ran against AOC? What was that?
She used to be on CNBC, right? Was it CNBC? She was a TV host or on something. She spent, like, $2 million to try to beat AOC, and AOC clobbered her. Yeah. So, yeah.
No substitute for making a lot of noise and getting a lot of press. Hard to beat that, even with money. Bloomberg found that out. So, all right, so there's still some unclear results, and that's because people don't want to work because of COVID.
Well, think about who volunteers. most older people are the ones who are volunteers at polling places.
Yeah.
And so it's not really the safest time for elderly people to be out with masses of people. And you don't, depending on what state you're in, I don't think that it's that you're forced to wear a mask. So it's not a safe thing for older volunteers to do.
Mm-hmm. So will that affect the results or the counting when we get down in November? We still be going through this because COVID will be around in November still. So one would wonder.
Yeah, and it's a great question. We just don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in Kentucky, whatever. I'm sure this is a Mitch McConnell thing, but they had 3,700 polling places in Kentucky, and they cut it down to less than 200. And naturally, guess where those polling places weren't? There was only one of the less than 200 that was in a minority area. So you can see
that's Mitch McConnell's fault, though. The Kentucky issue ended up opening more places at the very end, and that would have been done by the elections committee in the state.
Well, let's say it's not Mitch McConnell, but it's that kind of thinking that it's prevalent with his followers, let's put it that way. All right, the Michael Flynn case, the dismissal of this. What's that? What?
I don't like that. It's just because it's just casting people as racist jerks. We don't know that to be true.
I'll take this one. It's fine. I'll take this one. That's my assessment of him. I have nothing good to say about Mitch McConnell. So that's my own assessment. I didn't call him a racist. I just said it seems a little suspect that out of 3,700 polling places, they cut it down to less than 200, and none of them are in any place in Kentucky where minorities live. It's a little suspect. That's all I'm saying.
All right. So with Mitch McConnell, and I'm not trying to pile on here, but I do know that he and his family have benefited greatly from him being in the position that he's in. His son, the reason
politician.
Wife, too.
They all do. Yeah. Look at Joe Biden and his son, Hunter. You don't get hundreds of millions of bucks from...
Nobody's questioning that.
Wandering around.
It doesn't mean it's right. That's what we keep saying.
I don't think it is. I know.
This one, look at that one. So does that make it right? It doesn't make it right. These guys are screwing the public.
What happens when you become a career politician is you start to profit.
Yep.
But something that should totally be illegal is your spouse should not be... Like, Mitch McConnell's wife has benefited from so many contracts and so much money that he has funneled back into the state of Kentucky, and we found out what he's been hiding during COVID when we looked at how much money the state of Kentucky takes, how much they give to the federal government, and how much they take. The state of New York gives the most, and along with California and New Jersey, they're the three states that give the most money in terms of revenue to the government, and Kentucky is one of the top five states that takes the most and does not give the most. So you have to, like, we were able to really see the trail of money throughout this whole COVID thing, and Mitch McConnell's wife, who has had a ton of contracts thrown her way, her brother, she's Chinese, her brother also has gotten all kinds of contracts from his brother-in-law. That should be totally illegal. That conflict of interest is ridiculous.
Diane Feinstein.
Diane Feinstein, Senator from California. I know. She's
millions
the same
of dollars
exact
off.
Boat.
No, but millions of dollars off the bullet train that went nowhere in California.
Right,
went where?
I know. And what I'm
to
saying
her
is
husband's
none of,
development company.
Right, and that your spouse should not be allowed to benefit in any way monetarily
McConnell's
from federal funds.
McConnell's son is the largest producer of hemp in the country. He owns three farms, or he does. I'm sure the old man's a quiet partner. And there's 6,000 acres of hemp being grown. Why do you think hemp was legalized in the Farm Bill of 2018?
Because Mitch McConnell's so progressive and wants to drink hemp milk.
Yeah. All right, maybe you should put a little on his skin to lighten him. Never mind. Let's go. Michael Flynn. Is this the final stamp? Are we done with this now? The judge that put it on the back burner, the front burner, a couple of months ago? When everybody thought it was over and the judge said, wait a minute, no, we're not going to do that because he's still guilty. So this was more politics.
I don't know if this is going to go further.
This is, No, this is it. It pretty much. I mean, at least it has to be. I don't know. The appeals court ruled yesterday 2-1 in favor of the fact that Emmett Sullivan, who's judge in the case, who has been slow walking this, even though there are no prosecutors assigned, and he's even, you know, it's kind of weird when he's lawyered up because he wants to look at his legal recourse. It becomes very political when a judge does that. But in any case, the district court said that in their decision that he pretty much needs to throw it out as directed. So it should be it. I mean, there maybe he'll go kicking and screaming, but it seems
why has he got this attitude, you know? What's behind
it? A lot of people believe that it's political.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Imagine that. Imagine anything being political right now.
Yeah.
But in any case, I think the reason it's a little different this time is Michael Flynn, for the first time in years, is actually starting to speak. He did a few interviews yesterday, and he hasn't done that. He hasn't talked about his case because obviously he can't do that. But he has done a few interviews, and I think there'll probably be a few more. And who knows what comes next? The guy's $6 million in debt from all of this legal stuff.
See, that's a travesty. When people go into public service and they get into trouble for whatever the reason, and they are found not guilty. If they're guilty, they pay. If they're not guilty, there should be some way of restitution for them for the trouble, the time, the money, all that stuff.
You know, if I'm hawking today, he wasn't found not guilty. But the charges were dropped because of the new materials that were actually turned over that were being hidden by the FBI, and that was that they either were trying to get him to lie or they were trying to get him to quit, and that they had direction from above
to
get him. No, absolutely not. I think he has a huge civil case right now, and I think he absolutely should sue the government, and I think he should try to recoup his expenses. Yeah. And by the way, he's got some good defamation cases because Emmett Sullivan, the judge in that case, called him treasonous.
Yep. I agree with him. By the way, speaking of politics, next Tuesday, Victoria, right? John Bolton is going to be on this program. Is it Tuesday?
Buckle up, Mr. Bolton.
I know. I can't believe you took the interview, Doug. I thought you were
going to. Me too. I was like, well, clearly John Bolton's never heard this show.
Well, you know what? No, I don't know. I think that the bookers are smart enough to know who the people are that are hosting these programs and what their point of view is. I think that Bolton is someone. I don't usually like to do interviews here. You know, once in a while we do an interview about this, that, and the other thing, but it certainly isn't about politics because politics is not our mainstay. It's just part of the world, and we talk about what's going on in the world, but it certainly isn't our number one bill of fare like it is on the program that Jennifer does in Los Angeles in the morning after this one, or most of the other talk radio bill of fare, although I think that's going to go the way of the wind as things change in the country. That's going to change as well. But in the meantime, Bolton is a public figure who's getting a lot of notoriety. And I've said a lot of things about him, you're right, that are not particularly positive. And maybe I give the guy a shot and listen to what he has to say. I'm not going to try to. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to go after him because I don't think that doesn't get any information out. It just becomes self-serving.
I think your first question should be this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I've said for years that you're garbage. Are you?
I guess my first question should be, if we're all going to remain truthful, Mr. Bolton, so I've said your mustache makes you look like a deranged walrus. Are you going to be shaving it anytime soon?
My first question to him is going to be, what's your favorite color? Or maybe I'll find out because I'm in the ice cream business. What's your favorite flavor? Let's do that. In the meantime, so that's next to Tuesday here in the DJB program. Time to march.
I think he likes leek or lemon. I think that's his favorite.
Oh, does he really? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Some more good news is about Calitrin that helps rebuild lean muscle, repair tissue while you're sleeping, in addition to helping you lose that weight. Promoting weight loss is the number one reason for going on to the weight management program from Calitrin, but there's so many other side effects because it's an all-natural product. Make yourself aware by going to toploss.com and looking at the science. And then shop for as much of this as you want. Get onto the program. Stay on 6 months. You're only going to pay for three because it's a BOGO deal. Buy three, get three free. Use the DJV code to lose the weight that you need to lose for the summertime and for your health. The all-natural way. Calitrin at toploss.com. Mm-hmm.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Told them your dreams and they all started laughing.
I guess Thursday, June 25th on the DJV program, it's Katy Perry. I'm going to crank this up, Phil, so we get a sense of what the song means.
Try to knock me down. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies.
Katy is promoting her latest single, Daisies, with face masks featuring her lying in a field of daisies. The masks come with a digital download of Perry's upcoming album, which is actually going to drop in August. And so this has turned into merchandising some of the things that artists are singing about, turned into one of the best ways for fans to support the artists themselves, unable to perform amid the virus. Some stars got extra crafty and sold branding products necessary for combating the outbreak, hand sanitizers, and as I said, Perry's doing this thing with a face mask. It's full of a field of daisies. And the proceeds go to the face covering, from the face covering will benefit Direct Relief. Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, making sure that the Beliebers, is that what they call
Beliebers.
Them? Beliebers. Mm-hmm. And the Arianators.
Mm-hmm. Like, fans are important. Arnold, they have names.
Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. Are not only staying indoors, but also staying safe when they are outside. Their respective web stores carry four kinds of face masks that feature variations of the stick drawings on their Stick With You singles cover art. All the proceeds benefit the First Responders Children's Foundation. Two superstars donating funds from the song stream and purchases as well. Kiss's face masks feature all the faces. They're not really faces, but you know what I mean. Of that group. All the profits benefit Live Nation Entertainment's Global Relief Fund for live music crews. And Devo launched their own personal protective equipment. Let's see, an Energy Dome face shield attached to the members' signature red hats and emblazoned with the band's logo.
I think that's the most creative of all. Because you know how Devo wears those weird little, it looks like they took like a flower pot and dumped it on their head, but they're red. So this shield attached, and so all the fans wear those plastic red hats when they go see them. So this shield attaches to the hat. So you've got like your own protective shield while you're watching the band. It's kind of genius.
Yeah, it is. All right, next up musically at 26 after here on the DJV program is a focus on Paris Jackson. Paris Jackson and Gabriel Glenn have debuted their new musical group, the Soundflowers, with a self-titled EP found now, and this is the tune, You're a Look. It's glorious. It's kind of like, you look marvelous. No? I don't do that well. Who does that? Billy Crystal, right? You look marvelous.
I don't know.
Yeah, you look marvelous.
Yeah. You don't know that? We tell you don't know that, how he does that? Have you, part of your cultural background?
No, I like Billy Crystal, but I don't know what
that was.
That
a whole thing for decades. Anyway, back to this music. Five-track EP featuring this song, which is the lead single, plus a song called Geronimo, which Paris Jackson wrote when she was 15, inspired by loss, heartbreak, letting go. Some of the songs, Jackson says, on this EP are some of the songs that have yet to come out about pain. But my hope is that it brings comfort to those who feel the way I did when I wrote the song, especially Geronimo. I'd like for the listeners who resonate with the lyrics to know that they are not alone and that it gets better. Is that the, you know, kind of the message that I try to promote here much of the time, if not most of the time, is a hopeful, positive message. Is that what, is this kind of music, does it bring us down, or do we see into it, or see up? What is the, what do you feel about this kind of music?
I think, first of all, I think her voice is really pretty, and I was surprised, actually, because I didn't know if she
Michael
could
Jackson's
sing or not.
Daughter, we're talking about. That seems, this is Paris Jackson. Go ahead.
If you want to play a little bit, this is her singing here.
Geronimo. Some nights I can't stop. That is a nice voice.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
She's had a really rough time. She's been in and out of some psych wards. She's had a rough, rough time since her dad died.
You can't blame her.
Yeah,
not at all.
So I think to answer your question, I think it does give some comfort to people who are maybe going through similar things.
Yeah, okay. The Soundflower six-part Facebook Watch original docuseries, Unfiltered, Paris Jackson and Gabriel Glenn, is going to premiere on the 30th of this month. At 3 a.m. Pacific Time, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, available on demand. The band donates their net proceeds from merchandise sales to Black Women Lead, Black Voters Matter Fund, and Beam through July. So the merchandise, you want to get a hold of it at thesoundflowersmerch.com. Thesoundflowersmerch.com. 29 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Disney has announced that it's postponing its mid-July reopening of their Southern California theme parks as the coronavirus flares up again in that state. California Governor Gavin Newsom.
Just in the last few days, those numbers have increased some 69% to 7,149 individuals. Over 7,000 individuals, a record number here in the state of California, that have tested positive for COVID-19.
New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut said that visitors from 8 states would have to quarantine for 14 days. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
If you are violating the quarantine, you can be subject to a judicial order and mandatory quarantine. You could have to pay the costs of quarantine. There are also fines.
This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
North Korea has abruptly changed its course, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
After weeks of ratcheting up tensions on the Korean Peninsula, North Korea has taken a step back with a Wednesday announcement in state-run media that leader Kim Jong-un has called off his military plans against South Korea. At a meeting that was chaired by Kim, the report says military officials, quote, took stock of the prevailing situation, suspending the military action plans against the South. Mention of the North Korean leader's appearance at an official meeting was the first in almost 2 weeks, marking the first time that he has publicly weighed in on that brewing conflict with South Korea, as his sister Kim Yo-jong had been the public face of the North Korean bellicose turn towards its southern neighbor. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The monstrous size of the Sahara dust cloud has made meteorologists' heads turn. It stretches from Africa all the way to the Gulf Coast. The leading edge of the Saharan air layer dust plume has invaded the Gulf of Mexico. Satellite imagery shows two areas of concentration with dust stretching from continent to continent. The bulk of the first cloud has reached Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, not just clouding the sky, but turning it a milky white. Visibility at the airport on St. Croix in the Virgin Islands dropped to 3 miles and was limited to 5 miles in San Juan, Puerto Rico. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Page six, depending, well, how many hours you've been listening to the program. Here we are, it's Thursday, the 25th of June, and I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, to provide hope for those of you who have been listening for a long time. It's a good thing to have hope and to focus for the most part on important things. But I guess that's relative, isn't it, huh? What's important to Victoria or Jennifer or me may not be important to you, so we have to pick and choose as well as we can, and that's why I say you'll walk away or move away from the program knowing more than you did before. But be sure, knowing with confidence, the sun will come out tomorrow. The sun will be here tomorrow. So with that in mind, we've got a lot of focus on the continuing issues surrounding black people's lives, not only in this country, but around the world. And so the latest, Victoria, looks like we go to Louisville for the action from the police department. There's a, you know how I always said, finally, I didn't like it, found that annoying, because that was something that crept up a lot. But I would say, finally, to this,
Isn't that,
that's, it's about time.
After, I don't even know how many people, it's in the millions now, who signed a petition, and this has been more than 3 months since Breonna Taylor was shot to death in her apartment, where she it was a no-knock warrant. Three police officers were involved in the fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. One of them has now been fired. And this has been, the petition has called for the firing of these cops. They were non-uniformed cops. They were narcotics. They were undercover. They had a no-knock warranty. Oh, my God, I can't think today. Warrant.
Did they get their money back?
They didn't get their money back. And so they were in the wrong house, and they shot Breonna Taylor. Her boyfriend shot back at them. He shot one of the cops in the leg, but those charges were dismissed. Because it was a pretty blatant case of self-defense. He thought that three guys were breaking into their apartment because they didn't have uniforms on. They didn't have body cams on either, which is part of the problem of why this has taken so long. So in a termination letter on Tuesday, the police chief, Robert Schroeder, said that Detective Brett Hankison has violated department rules, procedures, and deadly force standards. So he has been officially fired now. He called his behavior a shock to the conscience. She was shot 8 times, and a lawsuit, which has been filed against the Louisville Police Department, says that there were no drugs found in her system or in her apartment, and neither Breonna nor her boyfriend had any criminal history or drug convictions. Mm. So this was a drug bust, and they obviously they were in the wrong place. Breonna Taylor was actually an EMT, and
so what happens to them now? What happens to these police officers? They go on trial for what's the...
Well, see, this is part of that, fired, you know, that immunity thing. It's the qualified immunity thing where you can't sue a cop in civil court. Even if it's a wrongful death suit, you can't. And that's part of the police reform bill, that where there's a sticking point with the Democrats and Republicans. Democrats are pushing to get rid of that immunity, and for whatever reason, Republicans, it's not in their
bill.
Let's
talk about that, shall we? Let's talk about this police reform bill. Let's see, the first vote that they took on was 55-45. It's a Senate bill. Now there are two different, it looks to me like there are maybe three or four different proposals: Democrats, Republicans in the House, and Democrats and Republicans in the Senate. Is that accurate?
I think, yes, I think that's correct.
I don't think there's that many, actually.
There's one in the
one
House
bill.
And two in the Senate.
Yeah, there's one bill by Republicans that was voted down yesterday in the Senate. The Democrats have their own version, and then there's one House bill. Yeah.
All right. So the Republican plan has emphasis on incentivizing your state to take its own action. Doesn't include a ban on chokeholds. Why would it not? Why would people vote against that? What would be the reason for that? What are we missing here? Anybody?
I don't have an answer.
I don't have one either. Okay.
Senator Scott, who I think is the sponsor of the Republican bill, he said that it comes very close to banning chokeholds. I don't know what that means, and I don't know why it doesn't cross the goal line.
Because I think on the federal level, it's very difficult to implement something at the local level because of federalism. So that's why they...
If you're going to get money from the federal government, then
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what the plan is. If you take the money from the federal government, then you can't use chokeholds. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is.
Why would anybody...
But doesn't every police department take some federal money?
Right,
no.
And if they don't ban the chokeholds, then they won't get the money. And that's actually part of the president's executive order, and it was part of Tim Scott's bill. And so that's actually the workaround, because you can't implement something at the federal level across local law enforcement.
All right,
so
see why these conversations are important and necessary and worthwhile? Because now that does, I mean, I understand the thinking behind it, whether you want to, I would think there'd be a wholesale ban on this period, but to make it a choice,
it feels like there's some
take
pushback
our money,
here.
What,
it feels like somebody's still supporting the police unions, and we know a lot of politicians, you know, do support police unions. They give police unions donate a lot of money to campaigns. So
unions, period, do. Yep.
No, right. Sure. Of course. I'm not just. But in this case, talking just about police unions, it feels like. I don't know. It feels a little...
I don't know how much the police union has to do with this Senate bill. I think that the both, fortunately, it's politics again. I think that Democrats had the chance yesterday to vote on Tim Scott's bill, and they blocked it. And, in fact, Chuck Schumer even filibustered on it. So the bill's going nowhere. People applauded Tim Scott, you know, patted him on the head, patronizing action instead of actually doing something that could make positive change. They just filibustered him and then applauded him. I don't know what good that is. I guess they were applauding him for being black, which seems to me so patronizing. But in any case, I think that they could have.
Yeah,
what?
Kind of, there's a lot
it
of
is
going
stupid.
On.
You're
going
to vote down his bill, and then all of a sudden you're going to stand up and give him applause. I mean, come on. It's just ridiculous. But in any case, the Democrats, Kamala Harris has her own bill, which isn't going to go anywhere probably either. I don't know why you wouldn't just vote on something that would be better than it is today. Is it going to be perfect? No. But it would make things better. And I don't understand why anybody would let politics take you away from that.
Well, on the Democrat side, what they some of the things that are different, they want to set national standards. Like they want a mandate for federal uniformed officers to always wear body cameras. Why would anyone argue with that? And the Democrats are proposing
an argument. But it's about why can't we pass one bill and then pass another bill adding even more into it if that's what the desired goal is. And the other thing is from a perspective, there's a lot of people who are getting played because a lot of this cannot be dictated at the federal level. There's so much of this that people are talking about that the way the system is set up, that it's just with federalism, it's not going to ever play out. So there's a lot of lip service being given. We have to talk about what can really happen logistically in the way our system is set up right now. And one of those things is with an incentive system, excuse me, there are my allergies, that would actually, not provide those federal funds for the following things instead of just a whole block on it across the country, which may not be as meaningful. It may sound good, but it may not actually trickle down in the way we want it to.
All right. As long as we're in this this area, these two associated with the sheriff's office and the DA's office in Ventura County, what's going on here? They were supposedly caught on camera damaging a Black Lives Matter sign.
Yeah, they're
once
stupid.
Again,
they got caught on camera.
Going in the Wayback Machine.
The incident took place in Thousand Oaks, and they say neither employee holds sworn-in positions. So they weren't
officers. People who just happened to work for the city who went out and vandalized Black Lives Matter signs.
Stupid.
But they got arrested for it.
Yeah.
The only thing I would say is it is stupid. Vandalizing anything is stupid. But I certainly see a lot of people who are toppling statues that aren't ending up in jail either. And that is also defacing
property.
Have
they been caught, though?
Vandalizing.
Right.
These guys were caught on video.
All right. The story of Marcia Grant and her 9-year-old son, Dallas. You know that story?
No.
No.
They went into an upscale Greek restaurant in Baltimore over the weekend. And Ms. Grant, when she felt there was something wrong, they were denied service at this restaurant, apparently because of the color of their skin. An employee is seen telling Ms. Grant that her son's outfit violates the restaurant's dress code.
Oh, I did hear about this, and then a white kid in the same outfit was allowed in.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, there you go.
What state was this?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Ugh.
Yep. Anyway, so there's another one of these. Walmart says they're not going to lock up. This is something I've never really understood. You're going to the store and want to buy something and it's locked up. And
this is a big deal.
But you know what? Here's the thing. So if
it
you
is
don't
a big
know
deal?
Story, well, yeah. well I actually. So if you don't know the story.
Yeah.
There are stores, I see it all the time where I live in California. I don't know how many people
see it. Yeah,
you
see it around. Yeah.
Where they have certain things locked up. Right now we're talking about like black hair products and things that are targeted towards black Americans. Problem is,
were they locked up because the blacks were stealing them?
Well, that's the argument. The argument is that it's racist to lock them up. But what these stores actually do is they lock up the most stolen
items. The stuff that flies off the shelves without being paid for.
And so those are one of the things that gets locked up. And so I've had this conversation before about whether or not this is racist, because in my neighborhood, and it, because it's a store saying, okay, we don't want these things to be stolen anymore, we're going to lock them up. And so while in some stores it is those African-American hair products and all of the stuff that people will tell you about, in the store literally right down the street from my house, there is a lock and key on the deodorant. Now, last time I checked, it doesn't matter the color of your skin. I recommend deodorant for everybody. And that's locked up. And it's because we have a huge homeless population in my neighborhood, and people go in and steal the deodorant. So are those lock and key things going to go away as well? Or is, I mean, it just, I don't know. That's, I guess that would be a question more than any sort of declarative statements.
Yeah, well, it's a good question, actually. I wonder if it's being done in other stores. Isn't it just Walmart? It's most drugstores have them locked up, right? Isn't that where you get these hair products for the most part?
No, not hair products, but... Does your drugstore do it?
Yeah, mine's Rite Aid. Rite Aid locks up the deodorant in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Wow. I've only seen razors locked up because those are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen... Well, that was... And that's in New York City. So in Jersey, I haven't really seen anything locked up. But in New York... I guess razors are the number one thing that everyone steals, so you have to get someone to come over and unlock the case and then get the razors out.
Yeah. All right, so that's the Walmart situation. Well, everybody's situation, frankly. All right, a couple of, let's see, we got our Global Beatles Day to celebrate today, ladies. Today is Global Beatles Day. And I'm not talking about Beatles.
Not the bug, that's right.
This is for music lovers around the world to celebrate Les Beatles. June 25th is the day, the occasion paying tribute to this fabulous group, the impact they've had on music history and pop culture. McCartney, Lennon, Ringo, George Harrison got together as a foursome in 1962 after George Martin got rid of the original drummer Pete Best. The guys were playing, they were looking for somebody, and Ringo just sort of hung out with them and played, and they thought, McCartney said this.
He was in another band, right?
Yeah,
Ringo was in a different
McCartney.
Band that they saw?
Yeah, and they said, ooh, this guy's pretty good. So there we go. The rest is history, as they say. The Beatles' first performance took place in 1964 here in America, in Washington, 48 hours after they'd been on TV with Ed Sullivan. If you ever get a chance to see the video of that. It's just, you can't hear him singing. All you can hear is the girls in the audience screaming. It really is. It's fun.
Global. Watching that live?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Wow.
That would have been a question from, that would have been Jennifer giving me a little shot, but yes.
No,
I
it's
do.
Not a shot. It's a genuine, like, I, they're yes. really, I mean, they're, you know, are very,
I remember. I was a big fan of the Beatles.
I'd say something like this. Did it happen? Did you listen to it on that Campbell's soup can that you had tied with the string?
Cute. Anyway, so I do. I remember it. I actually remember it quite well. Ed Sullivan was something we all watched every Sunday night. There was something about him and what was there and how he presented himself. He was not a television personality. He was a newspaper reporter. That reported on the lives of, you know, the stars of the day. Anyway, so they performed All You Need Is Love as part of the first world satellite broadcast. That was 1967, and people remember that on this day, June 25th. So, good. Happy memories. Jennifer, television tonight. What's going on? I have my
television.
Fall TV. Actually, you're going to laugh about this. I saw this at the counter in the store, and I bought it. TV Guide's Fall Preview. The headline is a picture of...
Is it just a bunch of blank pages?
Gibbs.
Oh, that no. TV Guide?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Mark Harmon on the cover.
Yeah, right. All right, so what's up?
Good luck with those fall shows. All right, tonight. Variety's Power of Women, Frontline Heroes with Robin Roberts. That's at 10 o'clock on Lifetime tonight. A lot of game shows tonight. To Tell the Truth, ABC at 10 o'clock, and the season finale of Broke at 9:30 p.m. with Pauly Perrette on CBS.
I think that's the end of the show, period, isn't it?
It is. They're done.
Yep, 10 before the hour.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Talk Ties 53 after the hour on the DJV program. Here, Victoria Keelan gets to shine as well as she will. She shines in all of our conversations, but this is something she's very interested in. And so it's kind of like, what is that old commercial? When E.F. Hutton talks, people listen. So when Victoria Keelan talks, people listen too. What's General Motors doing?
Well, General Motors, you know, they have OnStar, which is the in-vehicle program and remote assistance capabilities inside your car. And so they are launching a new smartphone app called Guardian, and that will be for customers who want to access OnStar's remote assistance capabilities when they aren't physically inside their car. Honestly, I'm surprised they haven't done this sooner. This makes all the sense in the world. They already have the technology. They have the people, the actual people on the line when you call them in their, you know, in their whatever you want to call it, in their call centers. They already have the people there, so it makes sense. So previously, OnStar operators were only accessible to the subscribers of the service by pressing the button inside the vehicle. Now, with this new app called Guardian, OnStar customers can connect to an operator wherever they have their phone, whether they're in the car or at home or out walking. And so for a limited time, they have the option of extending those services up to 7 family and friends of their choosing. And so Guardian also allows customers to keep tabs on their loved ones through active location sharing. So it's basically, it's General Motors' version of Apple's Find My Friends. And so You don't have to have an iPhone, and not everyone has to have the same phone. It's pretty much anybody who has a smartphone. If you have an OnStar account, you can designate seven people to be in your circle, and then that's you're all in sort of one little cell. And so the app OnStar customers can track the location of their approved users through live GPS. This is great for parents. If their kids are out driving around, they can check to see where the kids are, where the vehicle is. It combines all of that. So GM said they envision this being useful for walking home after dark, time spent in a rideshare or a rented vehicle, or when a teenage child is riding in a friend's car. It's a great way to keep track of where your kids are and for safety purposes. The red emergency button that's in the app connects directly to OnStar's International Academies of Emergency Dispatch, and that's their those advisors who are available 24/7. They assess the situation. They contact 911 if needed. They provide critical medical instruction if needed. They stay on the line until help arrives. It's all the perks of OnStar, which I have always thought is a great service. So it's all of OnStar, but in an app. And the services right now, if you are an OnStar customer, you get this app free for 6 months. And now if you redeem the offer by Friday, July 1st. So if you're thinking about it, maybe talk it over. If your family could benefit from this, if you already have OnStar, this is a great thing to do. So in the U.S., OnStar's safety and security plan is $24.99 a month. So if you are already using OnStar on whatever level, there are different tiers, then it's worth looking into to get the free Guardian app for 6 months.
Good profit center for GM. Time now for an update on release days for movies and whether they're being delayed even further. Let's listen up.
The Geek Out.
One of the industries to keep an eye on when it comes to reopening during a new COVID world is the movie theater. Now, while some states allowed for theaters to reopen with limited seating a few weeks ago, the vast majority chose to remain closed, mostly because there's just simply no new movies to show. But with Christopher Nolan's Tenet being offered up as the summer's first back-to-the-theater blockbuster on July 31st, theater chains are announcing their return. The largest, AMC, caught flack for initially stating they would not require masks, but a few days later changed course stating they would require masks. Now, rules will differ from chain to chain and from state to state, but the question is the public ready to go back to the theater?
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call Telemed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
Next up, Amazon considering adding live TV. Ah, here we go. Let's have another TV channel, right?
Well, Amazon already has Prime Video service. Amazon's pretty much the landing page for a lot of TVs. When you turn your TV on, if you have a Fire Stick, which millions of people do, then you've got Amazon Prime Video. It's already available. It makes sense for them to try to get into the live TV game. They have already done a few things where they'll do like a 24-hour broadcast on Thursday nights. They do the NFL football games that are live on Prime Video. So it looks like they are trying to sniff around into the compete with YouTube TV, which I have and I love. Hulu has live TV. So there's some space there.
Amazon
maybe.
Wants
we'll
to be
see.
Everywhere.
Yep.
Control the world. Kind of like Facebook. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.